January 18th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, it is the hour when courage and faith must rule your hearts, remembering that I look only at hearts. In the world, power, money, and influence rule. These are earthbound standards and promote a false unity aimed at opening the way to Antichrist. I am calling you to unity in truth, truth based upon holy love. This all begins and culminates in the construction of your house of personal holiness. Do not be discouraged, thinking that all is lost. The victory of righteousness in your heart is within reach. Each present moment lends proof to this. The unity of all people and all nations is not in government. It is in faith-filled holy love in hearts. Protect the borders of your heart with the truth. Then you will be one nation under me, with unity and justice for all." A note is given to read Psalm 112, Blessings of the Righteous. Praise the Lord! Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Light rises in the darkness for the upright. The Lord is gracious, merciful, and righteous. It is well with the man who deals generously and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. For the righteous will never be moved. He will be remembered forever. He is not afraid of evil tidings. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. His heart is steady. He will not be afraid until he sees his desire on his adversaries. He has distributed freely. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn is exalted in honor. The wicked man sees it and is angry. He gnashes his teeth and melts away. The desire of the wicked man comes to naught. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.